Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Things are heating up in the NFL trade deadline world. Sauce Gardner and Rashid Shaheed getting traded in the last, 10 minutes. Schefter says more to come. It's going to be interesting. We'll see if Washington gets involved. A lot of moving parts. Joining us right now to help break it all down is our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. What's up, Nate Dog?
My friends, how are you today?
Dude, so I got to tell you something. One of our sponsors, shout out to our guy Jimbo at Rude, says you drive him nuts. But another sponsor that I met today, that actually sponsors the Junks and not us, but Foley Mechanical, says I like that guy, Nate. So,
well, I'm a big fan of the Rude Guest Hotline, and I call it every Tuesday. So shout out to the Rude Guest Hotline and Mr. Rude over there. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, you better be, because we are too.
That wasn't Jimbo. That was Jim.
Oh, that's right. Jimbo likes you. Jim's his father.
And the other guy was being facetious.
No. Jim is the man, but I'll get Rude Guest Hotline on my side.
Do your thing. Obviously, Sunday night sucked.
It was awful.
There's no debate about it. I'm curious where you land, because we've had some callers over the last couple days that are like, fire everybody. These guys don't know what they're doing. I think the injuries have had a massive impact on this season. And I think they had a weird, disjointed offseason, but in no way am I in fire everybody mode at all.
You know why I'm in fire everybody mode?
Well, what level of that are you in?
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
Sam Darnold went 16 for 16 for 282 yards and 4 touchdowns in one half of football on the road in primetime, and there is zero accountability. Joe Witt Jr. should not have a job right now after back-to-back-to-back-to-back horrendous, and I mean horrendous, defensive performances. I don't care about injuries. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. He has shown season over season, week over week, that he cannot coach this defense properly and that he does not know what he's doing at an NFL level. He should not be coaching on the sideline or in the press box or anywhere at all this coming up week. I think it is disgusting that he is still the coach of this defense. I think it's disgusting that Dan Quinn sat there yesterday. It was not hounded with questions about how pathetic the defense is. We had Sam Darnold pick us apart on prime time in our home stadium on Art Monk night, and there is zero accountability from anybody on the defensive side of the ball. That, to me, is as just pathetic as it gets.
So I think accountability can come in different fashions, right?
They have accountability.
They own how bad everything's going. They're not like trying to pretend that's not the case. We asked Quinn if he was going to make defensive staff changes. He said no. The one thing I am growing tired of is the solutions will come from within, because if they're coming from within, they should have happened.
They can still come from within if they haven't happened yet, though. Seriously. I mean, the solutions are not going to come from outside of it. It's going to come from within. It sounds funny to people when people say quotes, but people live by their quotes and they keep pushing. And if they come up with a solution, it did come from within. It's like somebody stole somebody's best friend or something. You know, it's weird. It's you. I think everybody could be upset, but some of the way we do the upset stuff, it's a little overblown to me.
Well, my question when I was asking you specifically about the fire everybody, Nate Dogg, I think if you have landed in a camp where you want to change a defensive coordinator, I think that's reasonable, right? Just the performances, they've been outscored 110 to 43 in the last 3 weeks. They're giving up 420 yards per game.
KP and B, Mitch.
I'm saying a level up, I think, is crazy.
If I may, in the last four games, the defense has given up 1,640 total yards and 135 points. And for Dan Quinn to sit there and tell me the only change he's making is moving Witt from the press box to the field, that's laughable. That is him looking the fans in the eyes and saying what's happening here is acceptable, and there's nobody in the world that can do a better job with his defense than the guy I have right now. And Dan Quinn himself fancies himself, you know, a defensive head coach. Where is he at in all of this? He sits there every week, talks into the microphone and says, we will play better. We will do what we need to do to play better. And it's only gotten worse. Joe Witt Jr. seems like a lovely man. He is not cut out for this job. You cannot be giving up 1,640 total yards in four games and keep your job. If your radio show was giving up 1,640 radio yards per afternoon, you would be replaced. He needs to be replaced.
Do you want him to be replaced because you think there is someone that will do something better right away? Or is it more just like need a pound of flesh?
Well, it's obviously both because it can't get worse. But also, the organization itself has to show the fans that they care, that they don't want to be embarrassed. It's embarrassing to be down 28 to nothing on primetime television. It's just absolutely frustrating as a fan to take two steps forward and three steps back. I need Josh Harris and Adam Peters to say, no, it's not acceptable to give up 1,640 total yards in four games. I need them to say, hey, Joe Witt Jr., you're a great guy, but you are not the defensive coordinator of this team anymore. And the fact that they don't do that shows me that they're complacent, that they're saying, shucks, we can only try harder. And their way of trying harder is to move him from the press box down to the field. Get out of my face with that.
But, Nate, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I know you have your feelings. You have your little – sometimes it's bits, sometimes it's not. You can't fire every damn body every time a fan feels like it. And I don't think – I think every one of these people care. I don't think anybody goes out there and try to be bad. Every one of them care.
Sure.
It's sure in hell not working right now. But the same team that was playing well last year, so you're fired by this year. And then next year, if people playing bad, you're going to fire them too? We got to get to a point as a fan base and certain fans that you got to learn to let some stuff happen too. It's not their fault that you overly thought they were going to be much, much better this year.
It's not that.
It's a lot of people. A lot of people got sold by last year. And I heard all of the NFC Championship game again, Super Bowl. Jay said 9-8 this year. I said 9-8, 10-7-ish. But they don't seem like they're going to make that. But you know what, still? I don't care. I don't think everybody should get fired. I'm the one just like this. I believe you should, when you cause a mess, you be there to help clean it up.
Beavis,
I'm not going to just take you off of it.
Beavis, is Joe Witt Jr. the best man for the job, yes or no?
He could be the best man for the job right now.
But we've seen it. We've seen it week over week after week after week. It doesn't
but you
work.
You said you don't care about injuries. Injuries happen, and injuries does cause problems.
The Seahawks, Sam Darnold was
Stop talking about Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is a quarterback that everybody dogged that got better. Sam Darnold is a guy who has an offensive line, didn't let him get no damn pressure. They got better.
Beamish, I know Darnold is a capable, good NFL quarterback, but you can't have him go 13 for 14 against your zone, and when you switch the man, go 8 for 10 for three touchdowns. Something has to give, and it's not just this time. We're something like the first team in 20 years to lose three straight games by 20 or more points. Someone has to be held accountable. And it starts and ends with the defensive coordinator who cannot scheme up a defense for his life.
Bro, it ain't going to change nothing right now. What you're asking for won't change a damn thing. If that happens, I'm just asking you a question. That happened and they lose next week. You want them to fire the next damn person they bring in? Getting on this show every week saying the same old crap ain't solving a damn problem, dog. I'm being real with you. It ain't solving the problem.
We've gone halfway through the season.
I don't care what we've gone, but I'm the little same bit every week is getting a little asinine to me now.
You know what's asinine? It's giving up 7,000 yards.
I've sat here and I listen to people like you, fans like you, who just yell and talk. That ish don't make a difference, dog. Sometimes you got to back off of that little bit sometimes.
What's the bit?
It's the same ish every week, dude.
Nate, I got to put you on hold. You're just saying the same thing over and over.
Give me a break.
Hold on, dude.
Give me a break.
Let me speak, somebody. Do you honestly think they don't care? And by not firing
Witt. Yeah,
he honestly
thinks. He says every damn week.
By not firing Witt, that shows they don't care. Because I don't agree with that. And I think you absolutely have a point. There are legitimate questions if Witt should still be the DC. Especially after this tear other teams are on. Those are legitimate. But when you say it shows they don't care, that to me delegitimizes it. Because they care. Like, I promise you they care.
JP, to answer your question, I think when someone is so poor at their job and they've been given time to improve on it, and it's only gotten worse, what you have to do is put feelings aside and friendship aside and make a move that shows everybody in that locker room and all the fans that we want to be better. I believe keeping Joe Witt Jr. on the staff does not show that they are thriving to get better. I think it shows that they are complacent in what they are, and I hate complacency.
Okay. The counter to that is that they are building this thing for the long haul. Listen, if DQ yesterday said Witt was gone, I'm not sure I would have disagreed with the move. He didn't. Clearly, they're trying to build this for the long haul. Now, I think the offseason ran contrary to that, frankly. I think since the loss in Philly in the NFC title game to now, things really haven't made a ton of sense. But I think they built so much in the first year that they're not looking to make major changes, right? And they think they got to ride out the storm. So I think it's important to at least try to understand what their side is thinking and saying.
I think Dan Quinn is loyal to a fault. I think it's clear that Joe Witt Jr. is in over his head, and I think it's clear that what is the status quo right now is not working, and I believe that changes should be made. And if the next guy stinks, well, then you can say, well, look, the next guy stinks too, but at least we gave it a shot. We gave something else a chance.
That is far more rational than where the things had gone a moment ago. What do you think they should be doing today at the trade deadline?
I'm with you. I think the now with Jaden obviously out and all the injuries, Terry and now Lulu suspended and Quan Martin's gone and this season. I hate to say it. It seems like it's done. It's a wash. You know, Armstrong IR. It's just a lot of injuries. I think you sell to the highest bidders. You know, I you hate to move a guy like Jerome Payne because he's just awesome. And, you know, he's just, I love watching him play. But if you can, you know, Sauce Gardner just got 2 firsts. If it's a market like that, you have to be listening. You know, maybe a Zach Ertz. He's still dependable at the tight end position. I think you really just got to be fielding calls and getting some draft picks because, as we know, you know, we traded I think a total of 8 picks for Tunsil and Debo and Lattimore. And obviously Lattimore has not worked out. We have to get these draft picks back. And if we have the veterans that, you know, contenders want, I think Adam Peters, as we know, is good at fleecing other teams and getting strong deals. I think he has to be on the phone and moving some guys.
What's your reaction going to be if they don't move anybody?
Understandable. You know, if he's being lowballed, he's not going to, you know, if you can't get market value or what you want, I understand hanging up the phone. I hope we can recoup some draft picks. I would understand if it's just, if it wasn't there, it wasn't there. But I'm hoping that it is there.
I agree with all that. I did want to ask you, talking with Barstool Nate here, on the Rude guest hotline, shout out to Jim and Jimbo. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. What did you make of Dan Quinn's apology? I don't know if apology is the right term, but certainly his accountability on Jaden being in the game late.
I was very, very, very angry when it happened. I think, you know, when you're down 30 in the fourth quarter, it's very easy. When a freak injury happens, it's very easy to instantly react, fire Dan Quinn. I can no longer trust this guy. I've calmed down a little bit on that because it is a freak injury that you can't predict. And I understand him keeping Jaden out there, and hindsight's always going to be 20/20. I appreciate him, you know, taking accountability for that. The game sucked. That sucked. You know, Jaden being banged up all season sucks. This is a season from hell. Like, everything that happened last year in our favor has gone against us and more this season. That's how the NFL works sometimes. Injury luck has been bad. Turnover luck has been bad. You know, fumbling. Just everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, and that'll happen. Everything is unfortunate. And, you know, what bothers me the most is Jaden is still very good. And I don't think there's been any reason to think that he's still not our franchise quarterback. I just hate that this happened, and I appreciate DQ being like, that's on me.
Yeah, a lot of coaches won't take ownership. He certainly did, and I think that, to me, has real value. In the grand scheme of things, does it change much? Probably not, but I do like a coach that is willing to go left hand up, kind of, I made a mistake.
Did Beamitz turn his mic off? You still there?
I'm done talking to you.
You're done talking to me?
Yeah. I think he means
I'm done talking and listening to you, because it's just a little pathetic to me. But okay, go ahead.
Am I on your list now?
No, you're not even on the list.
I'm on your naughty list?
Nope. We're going to go. Goodbye, Nate.
Oh, my God. Give me a break, dude.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go around the NFL. There's a ton of trade deadline stuff happening here. We got to try to figure it all out. Will Washington make a move? They're running out of time now. We're about 2.5 hours out. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is putting you in control right from the NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your own reward. Take your shot with a profit boost. Play it cool with the no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet-back token. Listen, I'm the guy who I'm always chasing the parlays. I want to bet a little bit and get a lot back in return. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. People are on the lines. We're going to take those calls. But right now, we're going to give away some tickets, baby. We got Terps tickets. Terps versus Hoyas Friday night in College Park. Going to be a fun, fun night. That's a matchup a lot of folks have always been dreaming of. Doesn't happen often enough.
What's that?
Terps Hoyas Hoops Friday night.
Oh, boy.
Call number 10 to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to University of Maryland basketball this Friday, November 7th, against the Georgetown Hoyas. Bulldogging like the Georgetown Hoyas. At the Xfinity Center. For more information, visit thefandc.com. Caller 10, Hoyas, Terps. I want to go to this game.
Go.
It just seems kind of far.
What's far?
I got to drive to College Park.
JP, if you only shut the hell up.
I got to get parking.
Dude.
You got parking, B?
No, you went to Maryland.
I did. I went to both of these joints.
Give them more money, and they might get you a free spot.
I got a degree from Maryland and Georgetown.
Hey, you're a media guy. You can get parking.
Yeah, but,
me a lot.
But you know what else I could get? My couch.
Bruh, if you want to just be an old man right now, go ahead. I'm telling you, you get older, you're going to wish you had lived.
I haven't. Let's see what Rudy's got going for this game. If Rudy has a spare court side, maybe I can get to College Park.
You should go hang out with the students and make a whole story out of it.
Strober will be there.
Have a cameraman or just get your phone out. You know,
if I'm going to Terps Hoyas, I think I'm sipping. I don't want to be working.
Hey, man, you could be working. You know, man, it's the world is just about getting content. Take a couple pictures in the thing with the student. They'd be like, look at JP, the old man, hanging out with the young people.
Maybe.
It might make you go viral. You could do a TikTok.
Straight up TikTok. Ishmael's in D.C. People started calling in during our... If you missed any of the interview with Barstool Nate, get on the Odyssey app or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and check it out. Ishmael, what's up, dude?
What's going on, man? I appreciate you guys, man. Keep doing the good work.
Appreciate you, bro.
I just think everybody just got to calm down, man. I understand that the injury to Jaden was catastrophic, man, but Rome wasn't built in a day, man. You know, I was in the Marine Corps, and you got a saying that you just got to redirect your fire, man, and put the players and the coaches in the right position. And I think we're going to be fine, man. You know, I think we go nothing but up, man. So I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for your service as well, brother.
Thanks, man. Can I just learned something odd.
What?
You tell me if you think this is odd. My reaction is odd.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, you've heard of him, yes, mm-hmm. The quarterback of some fame.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady revealed that his current dog Junie is a clone of his late dog Lua, who died in December of 23. The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in.
RPS, JP. RPS.
RPS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. What is? Tell me what it is.
I can't say it all on air.
Or text me what it is. RPS. Richmond Public Schools?
And not that. I'm going to text it to you, dog.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody out there got it.
Rock, paper, scissors?
You're so smart, boy. You got these degrees from Maryland and Georgetown.
You're saying it's something about money, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Let's remove the money. It is. Oh, Joey just texted me. I got it.
Joey, thank you, bro. This dude here is so damn slow.
That is true RPS.
First of all, ain't nobody with no money going to ever be having a clone dog of another dog. They might go get one that look like that dog, but it won't be a clone from no biosciences stuff.
My favorite.
Rich people-ish.
I got you.
There you go.
You're correct. You're 100% correct. My late dog, Banks, I love with my entire heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
I still wouldn't clone him.
Dude.
Kind of weird.
Listen, man.
Where do you stand on cloning, Brian?
Bruh, I'm not doing the same thing like you wouldn't have done it. But see, this is what I always hear people tell me. Man, if I had, I wouldn't do it. I say, you don't know that. If you had, you might. When you have a level of accomplishing and doing things that you don't ordinarily be able to do, you normally do it. So, you know, Tom probably, And then again, with Tom, he probably didn't spend a penny. Somebody probably say, you know what we can do? And say, show me.
Right.
You know? Right. Like the new movie about to come out, Predator. You know? You see all the different little things coming in. I thought that whole this series was gone.
Hold on.
Now it's back.
Hold on. Jeff, get on your microphone. I got a question for you. I'm going to take this call from Dennis and Reston. What's up,
Dennis? What's up, Dennis? How you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Hey, Brian and JP, I listened to the thing with Barstool Nate, and, you know, I don't really know a lot about Barstool Nate, but calling for people to be fired and getting all angry with Dan Quinn and everything, that's, you know, that I don't think that's really appropriate. And Joe Witt definitely does not deserve to be fired for this. And Joe Witt is the coach. The players are the guys that make the mistakes out on the field. And Joe Witt has, when they go in at halftime, I'm sure he does everything he can do to make his adjustments, just as offensive coordinators, they don't need to be fired for this stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm just calling to say that I kind of back you up on that, man. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And your last caller, you know, the guy that's from the Marine Corps, well, I was in the Army, and I know exactly what he means by redirecting fire. Yeah, they need to redirect fire and just set their goals to what they need to do to get through this season, to keep Jaden. He's our star quarterback. Even if he doesn't play another game, we need him for next year healthy. So thanks a lot, guys.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate
JP.
You. Yes.
That's another JP. He did the externship thing with Jordan Poyer.
Poyer, yeah. He was a player.
Yeah.
Jeff, quick question. So, B, I don't know if you noticed. Understandably, when the shows are about to shift, a bunch of people kind of gather in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. It's us when the junks are getting done. Now you got Grant and Danny out there getting ready. And it gets kind of loud out there. And because this is an audio program, mm-hmm. at least in its original entreaties, it just gets a little distracting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get up and go close the door, especially in this big ass. We're no longer in the prison cell. In the prison cell, I could have closed it from my chair.
Just give me a little head. I'll go do it.
Well, I put in the text thread, hey, Jeff, can you please close the door?
Oh, he closed that door.
I watched Jeff stand up and close the door to the aquarium.
Hold up. In my defense.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. In my defense, I did not even see that text message.
You just decided to get up and close the aquarium door.
Landini was like, yo, close the door.
I heard Lanfield say something about the door.
Yeah, so I thought that one. Then he was like,
see, no. I hear everything happening there. Lanfield just can't act like he can't hear through the window. No, but he hears every time you're not talking to him, though.
Lanfield, do you believe, Jeff, that he was just getting up to close the door and it had nothing to do with the text?
No, I mean, it had everything to do with the text because I saw it and told him, Jeff, can you close the door?
But he thought we were talking about the aquarium door when it was very clearly the studio door.
No, because, like, Lanfield has had me close that door before, and not y'all door. Like, I thought it was. He just said, Jeff, close the door. My bad.
It was very funny to watch unfold. Hopefully the producer cam. Joey, track that down. I'm going to take one more call here, but I do want to at least ask the question of everybody. The AAA poll of the day, the B. Mitchell Finley poll question of the day, should the Commanders make moves at the trade deadline? The answers are binary, yes or no. B. Mitch, they got 2.5 hours, a little less than 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Should they make a move?
They should be sellers if somebody come in and give them the right price or an astronomical price.
Jeffrey, should they make a move at the trade deadline, sir?
If it's selling someone for more picks, yes.
White Brian, should the Commanders make a move?
No.
Why not?
Because he don't want them to get good. He's a damn Giants fan. You got to learn to stop asking him questions about this team.
Fair point. Yeah. Sorry, White Brian.
As I ask him, should Alabama get better? Hell no, he'll say.
Landy, should they make a move today?
Sure.
What do you want? You want him to trade for somebody, Lanfield?
No.
Remember that dude that called about a quarterback? That was something. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, you can upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I did want to take my man Co from the foe on the line. What's up, Co?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Man, that guy daggone boss dude, Nate, he is an oxymoron, man. First he get on here want to fire everybody. Then he talk about he understands. And then he says he don't want to trade a buy. And well, he just all over the place. V-Miz, man, shout out to you for going and saying what I wanted to say to him. And just ask him if everybody feel like me and you and turn down the radio on him, should we fire him for Tuesdays and bring somebody else in? Come on, man.
You know, I almost asked that question, but I was like, okay, I can't be mad at him for saying something and then come right behind him and say the same thing.
Here's the thing with Nate is that most of what he says is highly rational, and then he just allows his emotional fan side to take over.
That's when you got to learn to control that.
You got to learn to control
I guarantee if anybody were to question him about stuff he does and start going off every week about the same thing, he wouldn't hike it. He wouldn't be able to handle it. That's exactly. What I always say. You got to give what you expect. Yeah, give a level of respect. You can say somebody should be checked.
We need to come together. We need to chill out. It's a long season. We had a 4-game losing streak. We got to just strap our helmets on. I don't want to get rid of nobody. Like you said, be made everybody here help make this mess. They got to strap their chin straps up, go out to the next week and clean it up, man. It's a long season, man. It's a long franchise. We on to something. We can't just fire everybody, hop off the bandwagon when it's going wrong, but when it's good. I ain't hear Nate say get Joe Witt and Dan Quinn a promotion last year. So let's just stick together, work it out. We're going to be all right, man. That's all I got to say, fellas.
Thanks for the call, Co. Appreciate you, bud. What a day. Trade deadline still rattling around. The Sauce Gardner trade is by far the biggest. I think the Bears just traded.
I'll tell you the one that might be the most effective, though, is that little dude that went to Seattle.
Rashid Shaheed?
That dude can fly.
Bro, speed.
He can fly.
And adding speed. That,
he plays like a lot of backfield stuff, too. Putting that with the rest of that, what they got? Oh, Lord have mercy.
What do you make of the Jags trading for a receiver? Jacoby Myers. Like, they just moved up to draft Travis Hunter. Now,
yeah, but
I know
Travis Hunter's on IR.
But, like, what are you chasing right now, Jacksonville?
Still, they need something to be out there. You don't have Travis Hunter playing receiver or DB. So you need something.
Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets when we return. It is B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey. Hey, it's B. Mitchell and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the route. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts that something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the thing with the Rood system. They are whisper quiet, man. They're not going to wake you up in the middle of the night, bang, 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 bang. You don't get that with a Rood system. It's chill. It's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control. It operates efficiently, even in the most extreme conditions. It's supposed to get cold this weekend. You better make sure your thing is working. Comfort and performance perfectly balanced with Rood. And you can save a bunch of cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on... Chill out over there. Up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. Plus, all season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There you go. All right, we got, I don't know, 5-7 minutes in show here before the trade deadline ends. Before our show ends, trade deadline goes till 4.
4 o'clock.
I don't know what to expect, man.
I don't know much of what you can expect.
You know?
I mean, if it's some type of future thing or something, you know, he's looking at somebody that you could be going after next year and somebody offer you something, or you just have eyes on something and you want to try and get some picks to give yourself more, you know, operating room and workability for next year, I can understand. But I don't know what you can do right now to make a big, big change in what's going on.
Yeah, man. I think the record is too far gone. Now Jaden's going to miss a bunch of time. I don't think you make a move for this year to try to get better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you, bro.
It doesn't add up to me. I think if you can, you get some picks for next year because you already sent a bunch away. I mean, that's the hardest part of this. And, dude, I think who do you think their best trade chip is that's a realistic? They're not trading Jaden, right?
Nope.
So who could it be? Because I mean, about anybody you'll tell me, I'll tell you the contract situation.
Yeah, but like the people you might think are just like when you start looking at guys that have 1 year left or whatever and maybe have no money, other teams are like, they're not going to be there anyway. They don't feel they have to give up something.
Right.
And you look at some of the younger guys and you're like, well, hell, this is part of your nucleus. This is part of your future. So I don't see where it really makes sense. But, you know, if they happen to do something, you know, we'll see. But I can't just come up with somebody right now and say, yeah, go do this. Because I don't know what you're a gift for the person.
Right. Like Payne, just looking at cap totals, right? Cap hits. Payne's at the top of the list, but he's going to need a new deal. Lattimore's now hurt. McLaurin, you're not trading him. It would unless there's something secret in the structure we don't know about, which apparently there is in the Sauce Gardner deal that allowed him to be traded. Terry's hurt. Like I don't see that happening. Luvu's in the last year of his deal. Last year we're guaranteed money anyway. Cosme, they just got a deal done. I mean, you can make a case that Cosme makes the most sense just contractually. I don't think you would consider moving him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking Biotis, Wagner, Jaden, Mariota, Tunsil. Tunsil, you might be able to really recoup some picks, but
man, I'm still on this point where you have to pay some people and you need to go get some people. Moving forward, look, this is the second year we basically look at this thing, but it was had a little road bump in it, in a sense. It was all downhill last year, but we started to go back up here and we hit a couple of road bumps. So next time it happens, I need a lot of people to understand some people are going to have to get paid. And you may have to spend a little bit more on some others to come in. I heard the majority saying we should not be spending because we have to sign so-and-so later. You better stop worrying about later and start getting it built up. So when you have to sign so-and-so, you at least have enough to where if you got to let some guys go when you bring other people in, you have enough, a stable enough of a situation to where you could keep moving forward. So let's understand, we don't beg for bargain shopping and then complain when the season comes. You gotta spend to compete.
Like Ludacris said, you gotta have a stable of let's make some bets.
Holla. Round, gather around.
Breaking news, LIV Golf expanding to 4 rounds, 72 holes. I imagine that is so they can get official world golf ranking points. That's cool, though. Maybe LIV's, I'm shocked they just keep going, but they got the cash.
But, so. I mean, they got that bleep you money.
Yeah, they can that's do real that type RPS.
Of stuff. They can do that type of stuff.
All right, White Brian, how'd we do?
JP, you and Jeff won. Everybody else lost.
Lego! J-Dogs forever.
Yeah, damn Clippers let me down.
Would you have an anytime touchdown, Jeff?
I had Marvin Harrison for an anytime touchdown. Did you see what he did to that cornerback?
Yeah. Oh, bro. You see CeeDee Lamb laughing at him on
yes.
the
Yeah. And he gave him one of those little hard steps. He didn't come off the line. He stood up, quick step inside. Dude just fell.
He touched earth.
I think he had on some Chuck Taylor.
Touch grass.
He had on Chuck Taylor.
he had on something.
He had on Chuck Taylor with no spikes at the bottom.
What do we like tonight, boys?
All righty.
I'm taking the Bulls.
Bulls. Doubles.
Let me get the Warriors.
No Wiz. Do we have no local sports tonight?
Give me the Thunder minus 7.5.
Warriors is minus 9.5. I'm taking that.
We do have football tonight. The Battle of Ohio. The Ohio Bobcats against the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. I'm taking the Ohio Bobcats. Why, Brian, I see it at 2.5. Is that accurate?
Yep.
All right, what are you taking?
San Diego State minus 25.5.
Damn. Was that basketball? Football?
Basketball.
Landy, did you take one? Or are we waiting on the B-Mitch parlay?
I already did mine.
So everybody's in the jar, right?
Yep.
Go Bobcats. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to all the calls. Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us. Thank you to Sam Cosme for joining us and telling us that he orders 2 cheeseburgers and a hot dog when he goes to 5
Guys.
2
double cheeseburgers.
Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us, everybody's favorite guest. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.